For companies looking to increase their profits or even stay afloat, it's business. But as you head to work or maybe look for a job, what happens in business is personal, very personal. That's what makes this presidential race all the more interesting. Pitting President Obama's record on job creation against Mitt Romney's history at Bain Capital, where offshoring jobs was and is a business strategy. This week, we're bringing you focus coverage on offshoring. WGBH Radio's senior reporter Philip Martin shows us the lasting impact that offshoring has on cities and towns across America.
Step into Morin's, and it seems you're stepping into a Norman Rockwell painting. This Attleboro diner is a fixture in the community. Textile workers, teachers, and farmers have passed through its doors over its 100-year history. But even this landmark has seen a significant decline in business. Hundreds of manufacturing workers at Sensata Technologies are gone.
Definitely saw a drop-off in business from them.
William Morin works for the family business.
We're still a staple in Attleboro, but yeah, we definitely feel it during lunchtime. My father misses a lot of familiar faces that he doesn't see anymore. And, you know, just lost a little sense of community, you know? People that came to the same place every day to meet and have lunch and then go back to work. And, you know, unfortunately, we lost a little bit of that.
One business making gains is a U-Haul store on Pleasant Street. David Battipaglia is the manager. Among his clients, former Sensata employees moving out of the area, heading everywhere.
Primarily lower 48 states up to Alaska, Hawaii. We've had people come in who are moving overseas looking for products, boxes, and they want to start shipping their stuff, you know, clothes, small pieces of furniture, stuff like that.
So I was curious to learn more about the people behind the move, the people whose lives are in boxes and packing crates.
Destination is ahead, on the right.
With a list in hand of former Sensata employees, who are among the last to be laid off or retired, I set out to meet these folks, hoping to learn how offshoring has impacted their lives. I struck out with the first 12 homes on the list, until I found Augustus Sylvia in Raynham.
You worked at Sensata.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if you'd be willing to talk about it.
No, I worked for 35 years with them. I'm fine with it.
Did you have any thoughts about offshoring?
No, I got nothing to say about them. I really don't.
On my way back to Attleboro, where I'll be meeting with Sensata's CEO, I'm wondering how he'll explain his company's offshoring business strategy, one that is a lightning rod in this presidential election.
Sensata has had a history of globalization, and I'm going to refer to it from this point forward as globalization rather than offshoring.
Tom Rowe is CEO, who started when the company was Texas Instruments, and made the transition after Bain Capital bought TI's Sensors and Controls division in 2006. At that time, offshoring in Attleboro was well underway.
What we saw in the late 80s is we began to see entire markets migrate out of the U.S. So our customers moving. So we began to move at that point in time to follow them, to be able to service them. So then we established locations in Mexico, in Korea, in China, in order to be closer to the customer, shorten the supply chains, get a competitive cost base, no doubt about that, because it was more cost effectively, and do battle with emerging competitors who at the time had been U.S.-based, but now all of a sudden were new and emerging in other areas.
But offshoring accelerated under Bain's stewardship. Today, the location employs about 900. At its height, this facility had 5,000. Most of those jobs, part of the manufacturing output at this company, are long gone.
Those shifted when the market shifted, basically. So our manufacturing centers are now Mexico, Malaysia, China, and Bulgaria.
Tom Rowe, an engineer by trade, makes no apologies for the offshoring of manufacturing jobs.
It's the reality of where the markets are, and it's the reality of how you can be competitive from a fully cost perspective.
So in Tom Rowe's world of globalization, is there a strategy for maximizing profits through offshoring? While jobs decreased dramatically in Attleboro over the years, Sensata's overall workforce worldwide jumped from 6,500 to 12,000. But according to a Salon.com analysis, only 9% of those jobs remain in the United States. Dan Primack is senior editor at Fortune magazine.
In general, look, private equity firms don't make a big secret about this. One of the reasons they often buy companies is they see something that they think is bloated, and the reason that that company is struggling is because it's spending too much money. Sometimes that's on facilities, sometimes that's on people. And in the case of Sensata, clearly they thought it was about people.
Sensata in recent years has made lots of profits for its shareholders. The company generated more than $2 billion in revenue this year and 10% growth overall. Three of Sensata's nine directors are Bain Capital executives, including Edward Kennard, Mitt Romney's former partner at Bain, and an outspoken advocate of offshoring and outsourcing. In the wake of Bain's Sensata acquisition came four buyouts that expanded the company's operations, including the purchase of Honeywell's automotive division in the economically struggling town of Freeport, Illinois. One of its longtime workers is Cheryl Randecker.
I've been with Honeywell Sensata for a combination of 33 years. We make switches for Chrysler and GM.
But not for long.
After they signed the papers, I believe it was on a Thursday, the following Monday, in January, we were told, you know, welcome to Sensata. And then shortly after that little phrase, it said, we are outsourcing everybody by the end of 2012. Everything will be gone. We are moving into Mexico and China.
Randecker was then sent overseas
to train the Chinese.
Randecker, a political independent and 169 other Sensata employees in Illinois, will lose their jobs 3 months from now. They will receive up to 6 months severance and have appealed directly to GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney for help.
I would like to see him come and talk to the workers, not a political thing, because with him being so closely tied to Bain, whether he wants to admit it or not, I think he could, with his influence, maybe offer the workers here a little better package.
In July, Romney, the leader of Bain effectively into 2001, was on a bus tour through Illinois but bypassed Freeport. So, Sensata workers there are now considering organizing a caravan to travel to Attleboro to appeal directly to CEO Tom Rowe.
It is being considered, yes.
Up front, as we talk with our people in Freeport, the original intent of that was to consolidate those operations into those large existing plants to be able to get the efficiencies associated with how we run our business. In addition, 70% of the revenue associated with that Freeport-based business, which is really speed and position sensing, is outside of the United States.
Sensata manufacturing employees in Attleboro faced a similar dilemma in 2009, and by 2011, they were all gone. And after several days of literally knocking on doors in this area, I found a former employee willing to tell that story. We met in the parking lot of a local library. The former Sensata employee is frustrated and disappointed after more than 30 years of working for Texas Instruments and Sensata. He was given a choice: be laid off or take a package.
So I took the package and ran. The need to support and supply offshore was predominant because there was so little left in-house. So the requirement was always, you know, can you be on a plane tomorrow?
Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
And tomorrow we continue WGBH Focus coverage inside offshoring. Philip profiles a former Sensata worker who opens up about the personal impact of offshoring. And you can read more about our series and share this story. Just go to WGBHnews.org.